Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are talking about the generational warfare taking place between boomers and millennials. What I find interesting about this, as a member of the baby boomer generation, I find it interesting that this battle between boomers and millennials resembles the battle between boomers and the establishment back in the 60s. Bob Fish is an author. He's author of a new book called Fish Tales, The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer. And we're going to talk about what it is that these two generations don't get about each other. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, nice to meet you, and I'm happy to be on your show.
All right, so are you a millennial or a boomer?
Well, actually, I'm a millennial baby boomer. I traditionally have been a baby boomer, but I'm the first of hopefully many people who are be able to relate to both millennials and baby boomers.
Okay, so explain the concept of being a millennial baby boomer.
Okay, a millennial baby boomer to me is somebody that really takes the traits on of both. Look, you know, it's not what you are, it's who you are, Scoot. And so to me, we all have the traits of both, and it's just how we embrace working with each other and not being afraid to do that. Because remember, you know, we were 25 years old once ourselves, and we were baby boomers at 25. So now people are millennials at 25 and 30, and it's how we work together on that.
Do you notice a similarity, like I do, between the baby boomers and the millennials and the generational warfare there and the warfare that took place between the baby boomer generation and the establishment back in the 60s?
Yeah, I think you're right about that, that we looked at things when in the establishment in the 60s different. I think we were maybe more, maybe a little more adamant about things at that time than I think the millennials are now.
Agree.
And I think they're very smart, and I think that we were, you know, I think, yeah, we both were into, you know, peace and love and not war, but we were a little more radical, and I'm sure you and I were both probably a little more radical then, but I do see, you know, a similarity.
What I find interesting is that boomers have this concept of millennials. Some of it comes from working with a few millennials that they didn't like, or they thought were lazy, or they thought they were part of the, you know, it's all about me generation, which boomers were when they were younger. And then millennials have this resentment toward baby boomers. Like, you know, you guys have ruined our country. You guys have, you know, put us in debt. You've been selfish. You haven't cared about the national debt. You're giving that all to us. We may not have Social Security. You guys won't even retire. We can't even move up the chain. So there's a lot of resentment there and lack of respect.
Well, I think there's some resentment. That depends what businesses you're in. And, you know, my business has been retailing. And I wrote my book because of my career of building one of the largest companies in America in specialty apparel retailing, Route 21. And so I had 400 people in my office, and 300 of them were between 20 and 30 years old. So I think I was able to relate to them. I don't think it's as severe as that. I think that that the millennial is somebody that, you know, is very bright, that we need to learn to work with, and I think that we have to embrace their new vision. The key is that they need to learn how to take vision to fruition. So I think that they think sometimes they all have the answers. And instead of us being frustrated with them, I think it's how we learn to work with them that's key. And that's what I try to do.
All right. So who needs to change more, the boomers or the millennials?
I would say that we both need to change, Scoot. I think that what the millennials do for me is that, you know, they push me to change because they've got great new ideas. They just need to know how to elaborate it more and have people that have the experience to help them. And I think that they push me to new things and like, you know, to get into new businesses and new careers. And I think that the millennial needs to be able to adjust and realize that they don't have always all the answers and that they need the support of an older group of people that can help guide them take their successes to fruition.
Bob, is it a case of both generations being so egotistical that they don't really want to work with the other generation as much as they want to make their stand and be right?
I don't know if it's like that all the time. I think, honestly, I think it's what I look and what I've done that's helped me in my career, which I want to help people on, you know, millennials and baby boomers, is that I think from a baby boomer perspective, we have to stop worrying about that that they're affecting us and can hurt us. I think that we have to push more to have them help us and to adjust to that. And I think that the millennial, you know, if they're worried about getting ahead, that's the opposite. I can tell you that I didn't promote people because of age or how many years in a company. I promoted people who wanted it the most and wanted it bad.
What do you say to boomers that think that millennials are lazy, they have no direction, and they're this generation of everybody gets a trophy?
Well, it's funny you bring up about the trophy because I always talk about that the millennials of today, when they were younger, if you came in 9th or 10th place, you got a trophy. You know, when we grew up, if you didn't come in first, you lost.
That's right. That's right.
But you know what? I think just like when we were younger, we wanted the respect and we wanted acknowledgement and we wanted people to help us. I think it's our job of baby boomers and Generation X in some cases to really work with them and try to get them to understand.
But see,
for the people that want it, I think they will understand.
Well, that's what I find interesting is that boomers, I'm generalizing here, but it seems like the baby boomer generation has this resentment for having to do it their way as opposed to, no, you do it our way because we're the establishment and you know, we've always had our way since boomers until now. Boomers always made up the largest portion of the population. They defined every era they occupied. And so now they're getting a lot of competition from millennials who are now the largest portion of the population.
And you better be careful because right behind them are Generation Z that's got another 75 million people that are going to be involved.
Oh, Lord.
But you know what I see, though, Scoot? First of all, the millennials and what we need to work with them on is they feel that when they're 25 or 30, if they're not totally successful, millionaires, there's something wrong with them. You know, when we grew up, we didn't think that way. You know, we took one step at a time, the pieces of the puzzle to put together, mm-hmm. and we're grateful for what we had. And I think that instead of being frustrated with the millennials, we need to teach them that the best is yet to come. The best for me was in my 50s and early 60s. These kids, if they're 25, they're going to live to 100, Scoot. So they're going to have a couple of professions, and they need to take it easy right now because they're going to burn out. And I think that's part of our responsibility to help them. And the ones who really want it will listen. Sometimes some don't.
You know, I quite often describe myself as a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation because there's a lot that I respect and like about my generation, but I'm very honest about the hypocrisy of my generation. So do you think millennials, look, baby boomers changed. I mean, this was a hippie anti-establishment generation that is now the establishment. This is also the generation that fueled the conservative movement with Ronald Reagan through the 80s. So this is a generation that really did change a lot in terms of its values and what was most important. Do you think millennials, as idealistic as they are today, are they going to change?
It's a great question. Not sure. I think like other generations, mostly people start to adjust as they get more experienced and older and more confident with themselves. And so I would say that they can if we prod them a little and work with them. Look, I'm all about mutual mentoring, Scoot, and that's like I call generation splicing. How do you have mutual respect together? And I think in a working atmosphere, whether you're at a radio station or in a retail organization or in a finance company, I think it's how we work with them on it. And so do I think they're going to adjust a little? Probably they're going to have to. But they're also the generation that I read in the New York Post 2 weeks ago where that the millennials are stretched because of six-figure salaries. They're stretched because they like to go on trips and they like to spend money on everything. So, you know, but I think they're going to have to adjust. And maybe we, if we look back in our lives, we have to learn to adjust, as you said earlier.
Do you think because of their peers, many millennials just saw how quickly some people became instant millionaires because of online cyber technology? It suddenly somebody was just, they had discovered something and suddenly they're an instant millionaire. Some became billionaires very early. Did this set that expectation for them?
I think that is very true, but as anything else, how many people are Mark Zuckerbergs? Okay. So,
right.
You know, there's not a lot. And I do deal with a lot of people because I'm involved in startup retailing incubator companies. And sometimes people who worked at Google for 3 years as managers are now CEOs at 28 and 30 and think they wrote the book. But so when I ask them, are you going to make a profit? Well, no, I'm not sure I'm going to make a profit. That's a different thing in the world, too. That's a separate subject, Scoot, because a lot of people don't realize they have to make profits to do well.
Well, but also there does seem to be this attitude among millennials, and I could be wrong, but it's the impression that I get from, you know, Silicon Valley, that there are companies run by young people that have a different opinion of their employees than boomers. In terms of, like, sharing the wealth.
I do. That's true, but what I'm seeing just tied in with the business world and financial world too, and seeing what's going on out there in different companies, not only WeWork or company, but a lot of companies that, you know, everybody thinks everybody's worth $1 billion until you look at what the real value is of a company.
Yeah.
And I think that's affected the millennial. And I think that when the world changes and interest rates become even tougher, you're going to find it even harder with private equity companies buying into companies. People have money to buy into, but most of these companies are never going to make money. That does concern me. And I think that some millennials will learn from it and some won't.
Bob Fish is a former CEO of Rue 21. He's a featured Forbes Books author for the book Fish Tales, The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer. Bob, I appreciate the conversation. Your book will be a good read.
Well, thanks a lot, Scoot. I appreciate being on the program and like your music.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the time. You know, here's a song. This is one of the songs that has been selected as one of the songs that defines the millennial generation. So let's talk about this generational warfare between boomers and millennials. This will be an ongoing theme on the show because I think it's very real. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoots. We're coming right back. This is WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.